Hey, whoa, hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. How's everybody doing today? Good? Sure. Happy Thursday, everybody. Got a lot going on the show today. Joe Merrick will be in here in approximately, I don't know, there, I found myself. He's having a little issue there. Anyway, he'll be in here, well, I don't know, about 12:30. He was actually a little early. He showed up at 11:30. So anyway, he probably went to get him a steak dinner. He'll be back in here. We're going to talk about the inaugural Cattlemen's Ball coming up in November. So got that all going on. Lots of other things going on. First, let's do some temperatures. Quite a change from yesterday. 55 at Hollis, 56 here in Elk City, 53 at Arnett, 51 at the May Ranch, 53 at Watonga, and out here in the panhandle of Texas, Lipscomb, you're 51, 52 at Miami, 56 at Wellington, and 59 at Odell. So anyway, first, we had some pretty wild weather in Oklahoma yesterday. I don't know. I'm sure you guys have seen it on social media, but man, the boat docks at Foss Lake, no bueno. It didn't do them no good. There was a 70 mile an hour wind, if I remember right, clocked at Hollis, and 96. Bear with me. I'm bringing this up here real quick. Let's see here. Like I said, bear with me. I should have had this brought up, but I didn't. We're getting there. Man, I learned a lot at the round table at Southbound this morning. No, not really. all right, let's see here. There it is. I got it coming up now. Sorry, it was quite a deal here. Yes, 74 mile an hour wind. At Hollis, 70 miles an hour, 70 miles per hour at Butler. And I'm sure that's when it hit Foss Lake. But Marshall, right up there, I don't remember what county that's in. One of the few counties that's got two mezzanine centers set up in the county, 96 miles an hour. How about that? That'll do some stuff. I went down to Gary Ripto's last night to clean up my mess from changing the hydraulic oil in the tractor, and he had stuff blown away around. So anyway, pretty wild, wicked. I got 121,000ths of an inch at my house. It settled to dust. That was about it. And some other people got a half inch. I don't know. There was some good showers and spots, but according to what I was just looking at when I seen that, you farmers get ready. You guys ready? The latest five-day forecast from Gary McManus, Oklahoma climatologist, 3.6 inches at Elk City, 5.3 at Oklahoma City. Up there at Enid, you people are getting ready to see around 4.7, and then they're showing somewhere around 2 to 3 inches from Elk City all the way up towards Woodward and in that area. And then the panhandle looks like you guys can get anywhere from a half inch to an inch and a half. That's what they're saying. And this starts tomorrow, I believe. Some nice rains. Yep. So this starts tomorrow. So keep your fingers crossed. We need some rain. I'm tired of my electricity bill. That's all I can tell you. Anyway, let's also, I got some information for you for voting, like here in Beckham County. If anybody's got any information for the other counties, let me know. You can text it in to me, and I'll be glad to share it on the show today. But here in Beckham County, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. today and tomorrow at the Activity Barn in Sayre, at the County Barn, we call it, and then also Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. for early voting. Get out and vote, people. That's all I can tell you. You can't complain if you don't vote. Correct? Am I correct? Yes, I am. So anyway, that's going on. And also tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 1:30 and from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Convention Center here in Elk City is the Western Oklahoma Christian Schools having their annual hamburger fry. And what is it, $10? Yep, I think so. $10. You can't, yes, $10 for adults, $5 for kids. You cannot go nowhere and eat for that. Nowhere. Unless you do the $4.99 chicken fried steak and not and have water at Fred's. So anyway, but anyway, dine in or to go. You can actually call 580-323-9150 for more information. And the fundraiser benefits all the campuses at Clinton, Weatherford, and Elk City. Anyway, it's a good burger, I promise you. I'll be there. I'll go get mine tomorrow. So anyway, let's check out what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture. Soybean. I had to teach Haley in here in front of office some Jimbonics this morning. So I asked her what the first word was in the Jimbonics alphabet, and anyway, she didn't know, so I teach her. It's agriculture, not agriculture, but agriculture. Soybean futures were modestly higher in overnight trading on technical buying and dry weather in the U.S. Midwest. Investors who were short the market or bet on lower prices likely jumped in and bought back contracts after prices have dropped about 1% in the past week, and they have. We were talking about it this morning. At the round table, everything's kind of price for cattle down a little bit this week. Not much, but everything just prices, everything but inputs. How about that? About 66% of the nine-state region that includes Iowa, Illinois, the largest producer of both soybeans and corn, were suffering from drought conditions last week, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. That's up 53% from a week earlier and only 3.9% 3 months ago. That's up from 53% a week earlier and 3.9. So they're at 66%. Believe me, we're feeling your pain. 83% of Iowa was seeing drought versus 73% a week earlier. The Drought Monitor is scheduled to update its maps today, and I'm going to see if they did. They usually have them updated by now. I'll check them out here in a little bit. The dry weather has led to extremely low levels of waterways used to transport grain, including the Mississippi River. The river at Crutherville, Missouri, between St. Louis and Memphis was minus 1.57 feet, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association. Water levels at that location are forecast to drop to minus 2.1 feet next week before recovering slightly. The river in Memphis is at minus 11.3 feet this morning, which marks the third lowest level on record behind only the past two Octobers. Soybean futures for January delivery came up 4.5 cents to 9.95 and three quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up a dime to 301.70 a short ton, and soy oil added 0.53 cents to 44.34 cents a pound. Corn futures lost 0.75 cents to $4.10 a bushel. Wheat futures for December delivery fell 0.75 cents to $5.70 a bushel, and Kansas City futures dropped 2.25 to 573.25 a bushel. When I looked earlier, right before the show started, the markets still, they don't look very good at all. Ethanol output rose slightly week to week while inventories declined, according to data from the Energy Information Administration. Production increased to an average of 1.082 million barrels a day in the week that ended on October 25th. That's up from 1.08 last week, or the week before. In the Midwest, the biggest producer output increased to an average of 1.023 million barrels a day. That's up from 1.01. week earlier. Ethanol inventories in the 7 days that ended on October 25th dropped to 21.771 million barrels a day. That's down from 22.223 the previous week. What do we got going on weather-wise in our whole farm belt? Freeze warnings remain in effect this morning in the southern plains as temperatures overnight dropped to around 25 degrees Fahrenheit. Parts of the Oklahoma and Texas panhandle range from 28 to 32 overnight, with areas in eastern Colorado falling even further. Further north, thunderstorms forecast for parts of central Indiana tonight and in parts of today also. Some may be severe. They got pretty rowdy there when it developed over us and headed east. And, man, it was a long night in most parts of Oklahoma. So there you have it. All right. Today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Oklahoma Farm Bureau out of Roger Mills County, which they call it the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Once I think about it here a little bit, I'm spazzed today. I got so much going on. I caught my cows this morning here east of town, separated the mama that had a late baby out of there. So Charlie doesn't make her have another baby this time of the year. So I got that separated out there. Got the calves fed up good. I'm taking them to the steers to Elk City in the morning for the wing calf sale tomorrow. And then what else did I do? Oh, I caught Dummy, the bull. Got him taking him to the vet, dropping him off after the show today to get tested. And what else we got? I don't know. I got a lot of things going on today. So my mind's not 100% focused on any one thing right now. So anyway, all right, let's go ahead and take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. When we come back, we'll have your Lipscomb Dealerships grain market update. And when I looked earlier, like I said, only thing I seen really in the red was sugar. So Sugar Daddy's making money today. Speaking of him, he sent me a video harvesting peanuts last night. You could see nothing with that wind out of the west. So hopefully he's got auto steer so he knows it, because he's old and blind. And then at the very end of the video, you can see the end of the header. It was pretty dirty last night. So hopefully he cleans his air filter out today. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Harvest equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. at Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma. Febreze.
As a rideshare driver, I love keeping my car smelling fresh and clean. So when I'm driving, I only trust Febreze Car Vent Clips, featuring 3 distinct intensity settings, because it's that little touch that sets me apart. I can turn the intensity down for subtle freshness, or I can turn it up for when I want lots of scent. So whether it's set to low, medium, or high, with Febreze Car, I know my car's going to smell amazing. Mm. Which keeps my driver rating right where it belongs. Picking up, Oscar! La, 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 la.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, October 28th. 1,675 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 497 brought 265. 5 at 531 brought 282. 7 at 569 brought 255. 3 at 638 brought 219. 8 at 793 brought 247. 61 at 944 brought 231. 6 head of heifers at 424 brought 280. 10 at 465 brought 230. 7 at 542 brought 241, 48 at 653 brought 245, 38 at 751 brought 231.50, 30 at 774 brought 231.50. Butcher cows were 20 to 145, butcher bulls were 93 to 156, bred cows were 1610 to 2175. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Jimmy is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's some ag weather update for out in the Texas Panhandle. 57 degrees at Wellington right now. Humidity's 43, dew point's 35. The winds are out of the north at a whopping 7 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 24 miles per hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 0.04, 4/100ths of an inch. Red flag minutes today, 0. Sub-freezing minutes today, 0. 8-inch soil temperature, 71 degrees. All right, let's check out the Lipscomb Dealership's grain market update. Right now, corn for December is at 411, down a half. March is 425, up a quarter. Soybeans for November, 978, up 1 3/4. January, 992, up 1. Soybean meal for December, 299.70, down 190. January, 301.30, down 160. Soybean oil, December, 44.95, up 114. 1.114. How's that? That's a little over a penny for most people. And then hard red winter wheat, December 565, down 10.5. March is also down 579, down 10.5. Cotton is at 69.40 for December. Next year, July, is 74.70. It's down 36. Sugar for Sugar Daddy, March 22.75, up 53. Oil, it was down a while ago, now it's up. December, 69.13, up 52, and that's West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil. And natural gas is down a little bit at 273 for December. The S&P, the NASDAQ, and the Dow are all in the red quite a bit today. Live cattle for December, 186.12, down 30. February, 186.40, down 65. And then we have feeder cattle for November, 245.05, down 45. January's 240.42, down 155. And lean hogs for December, 84.17, down 20. That's the first time the hogs have been in the red this week. So anyway, let's see here. What was I wanting to? Oh, I got one of the listeners sent me this via text message this morning from up there in Roger Mills County. I thought this would be kind of interesting for you guys because we have a lot of hunters that listen to the show. As the heart of the deer season approaches, Maine becomes the latest state to advise hunters against consuming venison and wild turkey contaminated by PFAS. Wildlife officials in Maine have warned hunters for the white-tailed deer that hunt white-tailed deer and wild turkeys in some portions of the state are unsafe to eat due to high levels of toxic forever chemicals known as PFAS. The State Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife and Center of Disease Control and Prevention issued a do not eat advisory Thursday for two new locations in central Maine. The two advisory areas include approximately 5.5 square miles in Unity and Unity Township and 4.3 square miles in Unity Freedom and another town there. This new advisory is in addition to the larger region that spans approximately 25 square miles in Somerset County, which has now been under a do not eat advisory since November of 2021. And what else is in 2023, the do not eat boundaries were reduced to 25 miles. So it used to be bigger. What was it? It was 125 square miles. So something, it's getting better, but they offered it. But so what are forever chemicals? They are PFAS are a group of synthetic chemicals widely used to repel water, oil, and stains. First made popular by DuPont in the form of nonstick Teflon coating cookware. Today, nearly 15,000 different chemicals fall under that umbrella. They are commonly found in products like firefighting foam, food packaging, rain jackets, and shampoo. So hopefully the firefighters are not using that foam to wash their hair with. But anyway, so it earned the nickname Forever Chemicals because they contain strong chemical bonds that are highly resistant to breaking down, meaning they can persist for decades, building up in the environment and the human body. Over time, PFAS have made their way into our soil, air, and water systems. When humans eat the meat of contaminated animals, they risk ingesting that, and which can build up in tissues over time. Research links PFAS exposure to a range of health issues, including liver damage, thyroid diseases, and certain cancers. So there you have it. The other states that are already in it, let's see here, is not the only state. Maine is not the only state to warn hunters about the dangers of that tainted meat, the PFAS tainted meat. Michigan, the first state to test for four forever chemicals in white-tailed deer, issued a do not eat advisory in 2018. And then also, the state also recommends against eating organ meat from deer, fish, and other wild game taken anywhere in the state. Wow. 2020, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources issued a do not eat advisory for deer liver harvested within 5 miles of a facility that manufactures firefighting foam. New Hampshire also recommends hunters refrain from eating deer liver due to elevated levels in samples tested across the state. Man, ain't one thing, it's another. So anyway, that was pretty interesting. Thank you, sir, for sending me that. It's pretty interesting. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. When we come back, I'm going to have the cowboy, the horseman. What else are you, Joe? Joe Merrick will be in here. We're going to talk about this inaugural Cattleman's Ball that's coming up November 16th. Pretty interesting. You guys pay attention. You're going to want to come to it. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Did you know a cow's energy requirement increases 1% for each degree the cattle comfort index is below 32 degrees? And that energy would double to 2% if the animal is wet to the skin. One way to help with that is feeding them with MaxiGain or Range Max cattle cubes, all available at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Get yours today in bulk or bags. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And follow SEI Agritech on Facebook for ag news and information on their products.
My fellow Americans, as you prepare to exercise your constitutional right, you need to know all about your options. From the shores of Truck Island to the farthest reaches of our lot, you'll find more cars, pickups, and SUVs at Barber Dyson Ford than anywhere else in the region. More styles and more selections in your price range. You deserve the freedom to make the selection that's right for you. This message is brought to you by Barber Dyson Ford, online at BarberDysonFord.net. I'm Corbin Dyson, and I approve this message.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
I think every customer wants to be treated like they're the only customer. They want to be treated with respect. At First National Bank, every customer is important to us. Every customer does matter to us. And we try to treat each customer with respect and humanity. It doesn't matter if you have $2 million or $2, you're treated the same with respect and honesty. I'm Tammy DeGarmo, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, if you're watching on Facebook, I got Joe on there live with his cowboy hat on, so we're good to go there. And I told him that I didn't need to be on there. He was prettier than I was. Anyway, 55 degrees at Lahoma. Dew point's 43, humidity 62%. The winds are out of the north at 9 miles an hour. Check this out, Joe. 1.49 inches of rain in the last 24 hours up there.
Where's that at?
Lahoma.
Lahoma.
Up there, is that same county as Enid? Somewhere up there right south of Enid. And or back to the west, actually, just a little bit. And so anyway, that's pretty good rain.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get
some
of
this. Some more, yeah.
Yeah, we need. How's your ponds look?
Oh, we don't have any.
Yeah. No, I know. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 70 degrees. Sunset at 6:37. Thursday today, sunny 66 degrees. Tonight 39 for a low. Tomorrow still pretty nice, 73 degrees. Well, in the studio with me right now is Mr. Joe Merrick, the famous Joe Merrick. He sings. He's a cowboy. So has anybody ever called you a singing cowboy?
Oh, occasionally, yeah. I don't know.
So what was the, what's our other singing cowboy from Oklahoma? From down setting besides Will Rogers?
Oh, Gene Autry?
Yeah, Gene Autry. Yeah. So anybody compare you with him ever?
No, absolutely not.
Well, you're on Facebook now.
Well,
so
I guess I'm, yeah.
So anyway, man, so how's things in over in your direction?
Well, it's good. It needs to rain, like you said. We got a little sprinkle yesterday, but hoping for a lot more.
Yeah, we got sprinkles and some wind.
Yeah.
That's about what we got. Yeah. Well, Joe, you've been a big part of the Dust Bowl Days festival since it started. This will be its fourth year coming up?
Yeah, I think so.
It's coming up. Anyway, you've been a huge part of that, you and Kay Allen. And, man, I'm sorry, my mind goes blank when I start thinking of names, but I know there's a lot of other people involved.
There's a lot of good people in there. Nelda Tucker. And
yeah, Nelda. And
Sherry Dameron and my Sherry and, you know, a bunch of others that have worked hard. And Jill Drake, everybody works hard at it. And just trying to bring notoriety and a little interest to our way of making a living out here in the Western Oklahoma and the Eastern Texas Panhandle.
And how our parents and grandparents I mean, it's pretty tough going.
That's both survivors, our parents and grandparents.
Yeah, I got two sisters and two brothers born in the Dust Bowl days, and I'm down to one of those sisters.
Right.
I mean, but it wasn't because of the Dust Bowl days, you know, just age caught up.
Right.
But anyway, so it was good. But anyway, so this is coming up Saturday, November the 16th, and that's not very far away, about 2.5 weeks anyway, is the inaugural Cattleman's Ball. Tell us what that's about.
Well, each year we've tried to have, first we had what we called a tribute dinner, and we'd have some type of get-together in the fall to help raise money to fund our Dust Bowl activities and to bring a little notoriety and a little interest to the people that have survived out here and flourished and built their farms and kept operating. And so we wanted to start calling it the Cattleman's Ball. It's a good time of year. Everybody's got their wheat in and sold their calves, and it's time to kick back and have a little fun. So that's what we're going to try to do.
Right. But this year the wheat's not all in.
That's right. Yeah. Mine's not.
But
either.
Hey, it's but a your good statement idea. Yeah. Sounded right. good. But hopefully it will be after the
Maybe
rain
so.
This week.
Hope and, so.
Yeah. So where's it going to be at?
It's going to be at the Activity Center this time, the show barn down by the football field.
Right.
There
they got that thing looking good.
It's nice in there, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
All the remodeling going on and stuff. And they even put a coat of paint on the outside.
I know it, yeah.
But anyway, new bathrooms and stuff. So you're going to be honoring the rich heritage of the cattle industry and its impact on life in Western Oklahoma and the Eastern Texas Panhandle. So I think that's a pretty good statement.
Yeah, I think it is too. That's Kay. She's good at
that.
Yeah, she is.
And
the thing is it doesn't matter what you think you do for a living out here. It's impacted by the cattle business.
So. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Cattle and farming in Western Oklahoma and Eastern Texas Panhandle, there's nothing. I mean,
it's not affected by it one way or the other.
Yeah, it really is. So anyway, so tell us a little bit about the schedule. What's going to be going on?
Well, we're
going
to have a great steak feed from Hayden and Cheyenne, the Nightlingers. And they'll feed us a good steak, and then Boots O'Neill, a cowboy icon from, he's 92 years old, still rides a horse every day, works at the 4-6s, and a lot of people out there know who he is, but you can Google him, and there'll be a couple of videos, interviews with him, and he's just a national treasure, one of the last guys that got to see and do all the things he's
done. Yeah, because did I see him one time on Yellowstone?
Oh, yeah, he's been on Yellowstone.
Yeah.
And the ranch he works on, I guess those Yellowstone people have bought it, and so he's done a couple of appearances on the show. And
actually, I think it's just that one guy that's bought it.
Yeah.
And now they're going to have the 4-6s.
Yeah.
The affair with Jimmy and the female vet continues.
I don't watch it, so I'm not privy to it.
You got to.
There's a lot going on about it. But,
yeah,
but
so
Boots,
he'll be there.
Boots was cool a long time before Taylor Sheridan was. So.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, he was on there because I think when – since you haven't watched it, but I'm sure a lot of other people will be following along there. When Jimmy showed up at the 4-6s to learn how to be a man and a cowboy, I think Boots was there.
One of his mentors,
Not mentors, but straightening him out.
Okay.
Him and that other guy that played with John Wayne in so much of his movies.
I saw that too. Chill Wills, not Chill Wills, Slim Pickens?
Yes. Yeah. No, it wasn't Slim.
Oh, Barry Corbin?
Yeah,
Barry
I think Corbin. So. Yeah. I think it was Barry. Yeah. It was one of those guys. Anyway, they lined him out pretty quick.
Yeah, that's good.
Because they caught him sleeping outside. Wanted to know if he wanted a biscuit. So, anyway. And then, so after that's all over, and I went to the one last year. Last year's the first one I went to. And I was impressed.
Yeah, you did a good job buying my book for a lot of money.
I know. I did.
Well, we're going to have the silent auction again, and again, it's to raise money for the cost of putting on our displays and exhibits and things that we do for the free fair during the Dust Bowl days in July.
Right.
But we've got some really good items for the auction. There's silversmith stuff. Eddie Cape's donating spurs again, and Tyler Wilhelm's doing some leather work for us, and Sarah Harless we're gonna have a couple of her prints. She's a well-known local artist over there, and Gary Letty's even gonna have a print in there from Up and Roll. So we'll have some really neat stuff, just good Western stuff.
Is Tyler gonna be there to autograph his leather work?
I don't know. He might be. I know because he's playing at the Cowboys that night.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and then. So after, during this deal, so you're going to have the silent auction. Is the silent auction during that 6 to 8 p.m.? That's when, at the end of probably around 8 o'clock?
Yeah, probably after Boots and I visit. We'll do that before we go out to the dance.
Right. Yeah. So, I'm coming over there just so I can hear the conversation between you and Boots.
See, Boots worked with us in the late 70s and early 80s for 4 or 5 years. He lived out on the Red Rock Ranch northwest of Elk City.
City, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he knows a lot of people in this part of the country. And if I can get him started talking about it, some of the things that happened while he was here are pretty entertaining. So we'll work on that too.
But, yeah, because you had some pretty good stuff in your book about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, that's pretty good. Hey, if anybody's wanting to buy my book, Joe autographed it, and it's probably worth around $2,000 now. And I'll donate all that money back to this deal here. If somebody give me $2,000 for my book, and I only read it once, so there's not much wear and tear on it. Anyway, matter of fact, it's downstairs. Yeah. Anyway, so at 8 o'clock, what happens?
8 o'clock, we start the dance, and we've got Jake Hooker coming. And Jake, he's widely known in these parts for the dance band and the group that he brings. He's in the Texas Cowboy Hall of Fame, and shoot, he plays all the big doings at Lubbock and Fort Worth all over the country.
Yeah, because that's Texas Swing, right?
Yeah, right. It's mostly Texas Swing band, and he plays the Bob Wills type music, and then some of the Ray Price type music and stuff like that too. But he's just a whale of a good entertainer.
Are you going to get up there and play with him?
I don't know if they'll do it or not, because I'd have to be real drunk to play with Jake. I probably can't do it there.
So. I can fix that. What's your favorite shot?
No, I'm good.
Like I said, the steak dinner and the Cattleman's Ball is from 6 to 10 p.m. basically. And but to come to the steak dinner and the ball, it's $100 per person.
Yeah, if you eat and come to the ball, it's $100.
It's worth
mostly a donation, but you'll get your money's worth. The food will be great, and the entertainment will be great, and it'll be a fun night out for everybody to get together. If you just come to the dance, it's just $25, and kids under 18 are $15. So bring the family and have a good time.
Yeah, it will be. Tell everybody where all the proceeds are going to be going.
Well, we're raising money for the Dust Bowl Days Festival organization, and we'll use that to do the exhibits and all the things that we do on the free fair
in July,
and then to help proceeds for the Wild Plum Jam as well.
Well, all I can tell you is last year at the Wild Plum Fest, that was great.
Good, thank you.
Yeah, that was great.
We get better every year as we learn things that matter.
Yeah, it was great. We had a good time, and there's a lot of people out there in their lawn chairs.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a good time.
This year we're supposed to have Cody Canada and the Departed. We can't get Ragweed. I guess they're only going to do that big festival at OSU in April. With all those guys,
maybe I need to call them.
Yeah, if you know them, call them.
I don't, but I'll call them.
But we do at least have Cody Canada and his band coming, so that'll be for next summer.
And I'm sure will Tyler be there? Do you guys know?
Yeah, I'm sure. I imagine he will.
That's important to me. because, you know, me and that big boy.
Go way back.
Well, I don't know if we go way back, but we jive. I don't know. So, anyway, so how do they get tickets?
Well, that's the hard part for me. We've got these posters up all over, but you can go to the Dust Bowl Days Farm and Ranch Festival site and scan the icon, the QR code.
Yeah, that's the easy way to do it and scan the deal. And so I imagine, Dust Bowl Days Farm and Ranch Festival deal. You can go there and purchase them online. And also there's a link on the link to get there on the Dust Bowl Days Festival Facebook page.
Okay, there you go. Right.
Yeah. So I knew that had to be in there. With K involved, that Facebook had Facebook to be in there. Somewhere. Anyway, but I don't think there's anywhere you can just go purchase them.
No, the posters are out, and we're going to have ads in the Penny News, so they can also go scan the QR code on it. That'll be out next, not this issue, but next week.
All right, so are you going to set me up an interview with you-know-who, with Mr. Boots?
I don't know if we could do a phone interview with him probably.
Yeah, let's do that
next week.
Okay. Yeah, let's
try to do that.
That would be a blast.
Yeah, he'd be fun to have on here.
Because I want to ask him what Jimmy from Yellowstone's like really in person. Because I cannot repeat on my show when the Yellowstone come out, Jimmy showed up at 4-6s and went in there to help the vet with the horse. I can't describe to you what they were doing, but it wasn't pretty. And so, anyway, man, Joe, thanks again. You want to tell anybody else? Tell them anything else? Just come on.
No, happy to have you, and be sure and tell everybody you know about it. And we consider everybody in the cattle business. If you've ever been run over by a cow or eaten part of a cow, you're in the cow business. So,
exactly. So, and I've done both, more than once.
Yeah, so we're tickled to have you and want to invite everybody out for a good night of entertainment and feed and a good dance band. So,
anything cool going out on your ranch, horse-wise?
No, it's pretty boring, just feeding in the dust and the wind right now.
But, anything exciting with one of your horses you got out there right now?
I don't need, it's a little different for me, but I've got a show horse bred or a ranch horse bred horse that I'm starting to work on a little bit. That's not, he's a 4-6s bred. We bought him at their sale down there a year ago as a yearling, and got him broke now and getting him ready to exhibit a little bit throughout the year and keep him.
Tell everybody what that means. Your show horse, your spread horse. What is that?
Well, traditionally we've raised race bred horses, and we always used them on the ranch because that's what the kind of horses we had. Got along fine, but we've always kept up with the performance bred horses too, the ranch bred horses, and this colt was at the 4-6s sale, and he had some Easy Jet back in his lineage and a little bit of Gray Badger, and both of those are horses that Dad raised. So I thought I'd take a chance. He's a yellow horse and good looking little dude, and he's fun to ride, so I'm having fun with him.
So, all right. It's been 2 years, but I'm still going to brag on your grandsons. No, your grandkids, because one of the granddaughters was there too. When that windstorm hits there and a lot of the trees got knocked over all through town and out the golf course, and when I was president out there, was out there gathering up some of those trees that fell over and the kids were out there, and they come by, you need some help? Of course I'm not going to say no to that, but they came back again.
Oh, good.
So I just want to brag on the raising your kids, your grandkids. Obviously your kids must have been raised right, because that followed through to the grandkids. So they were pretty good kids.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. It's part of the Western way of life and the ranch way of life. All the kids grow up working and helping. So
yeah, really good kids. And every time I see him, what's the oldest one's name?
Is that Quade's bun?
Quade. Yeah. Quade, come, how's you doing, Mr. Clark? And I was like, I'm not Mr. Just call me Jimmy. But anyway, so that was good. So anyway, good. Joe, thanks so much for coming by and talking about the inaugural Cattleman's Ball. And it's coming up Saturday, November 16th at 6:00. And hey, the steak dinner, I promise, she's going to be worth $100.
Yeah, night lingers are always outstanding.
Yeah, so anyway, that's gonna be great. And then enjoy a steak dinner catered by the night lingers, a cozy conversation with Boots O'Neill and Joe Merrick, and a silent auction. And then top it off with some dancing.
There you go.
So anyway, all right, thanks, Joe, for coming in.
Thank you, Jimmy.
All right, we're going to take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
ASCO equipment may be new to Elk City, but our company is built on decades of dependable service. Whether you need sales, rentals, parts, or service, ASCO has you covered with top quality equipment brands like Case, Hitachi, and more. Stop by and visit us at our new Elk City location and see for yourself why ASCO is trusted by those who build, fuel, and feed Oklahoma. ASCO equipment, powering your projects across the Sooner State.
A person who has never smiled can start smiling. There's just a look on their face that completely changes. When we give them a mirror and show them their new smile, there's nothing that warms my heart more. I had a gentleman in his 50s, and his whole life he never had a front tooth. His front tooth was stuck up in the bone. He had been to dentist before, but nobody really talked to him about his options. That was just the most rewarding thing, and afterwards he sent me the sweetest card about how the Lord put a smile on his heart, but I put a smile on his face, and that's pretty rewarding.
I'm Dr. Jamie Cameron at Southwest Dentistry and Cosmetics in Weatherford, and on Mondays at Liberty Dental in Carnegie. Our website is swdentalok.com, or just Google us.
Southwest Dentistry and Cosmetics, where we treat you like family and do life-changing dentistry. And I've got to say, it's pretty life-changing for us whenever we see you with your new smile.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton?
High cotton.
It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
When it comes time to put your hard-earned money toward a new vehicle, count on Lipscomb Dealerships to give you a better value and car buying experience with friendly, no-pressure sales and quality service backed by a half century of experience. Save more in the country at our 7 dealerships across Texoma with over 1,000 Chevy, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus KTMs and Can-Ams, always on sale at LipscombDealerships.com. Good people, great deals, family-owned since 1979.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. Welcome back. Let's check out the Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather forecast for southwestern Oklahoma. I need to get them up. Let's check out. Let's go with Hobart. Hobart, Oklahoma, 60 degrees right now, dew point's 38, humidity's 45. The winds are out of the northeast at 8 miles an hour. No rain in the last 10 days. Hopefully that changes this weekend. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil, temperature 72 degrees. Sunset at 6:43, 68 for a high today. Clear, 42 tonight, 75 for a high tomorrow. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be pretty calm wind here the last couple days. Anyway, yes, when he, yeah, I guess you're right, Joe. I swear, I know I got to think of who that guy was on there with boots on Yellowstone when Jimmy arrived. Somebody help me out there. Hey, if somebody else helped me out, who that guy was with boots when Jimmy showed up at the 4-6s, I got a free pair of tickets to go see Tracy Lawrence this Saturday night at 8 o'clock. If you can help me out with who that other actor was, that other cowboy, I was thinking it was Ben Johnson, and Joe just informed me he was probably, he's been dead too long, probably Barry Corbin. I don't know. I got to figure that out. I didn't have a long enough break to figure that out, so somebody help me out. But let's go to the text line real quick because I got a lot of people in there. We received 8/10 of rain yesterday, a little bit east of Moorwood. And then somebody else got a 2/10 east of 34 Highway on the Greer Beckham line. That must be Rodney. Is that Rodney? I don't know your neighborhoods down there. And anyway, somebody else also asked me, can we vote early at Carter? And my answer is, far as I know, you cannot. I think all the Beckham County voting is at the Activity Barn over at Sayre. Again, I'm going to give you the times. And that's 8 to 6 today, 8 to 6 tomorrow, and then Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. for early voting. Go do it. Also, another listener text in, power poles were down in Greer County. Quite a few were without electricity until 3:30 this morning. I didn't know that. And let's see here. That was it. So anyway, help me out. I'm pretty sure he's right. I've already got one listener don't want the tickets coming in, so I bet it was who Joe said it was. Anyway, I got a set of tickets to see Tracy Lawrence. Tell me who that other cowboy was with boots on Yellowstone when Jimmy, not me. There's a lot of famous Jimmys in the world. You know that? Jimmy from Yellowstone. Me. Jimmy Taylor. Jimmy Rhodes, Jimmy Music. There's a lot of famous Jimmys from around here. Anyway, all right, let's check out what Oklahoma Farm Bureau is about. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is a grassroots organization that gives a voice to Oklahoma farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Directed and guided by Oklahoma farmers and ranchers, Oklahoma Farm Bureau advocates to our state agriculturists and rural communities around our state, at our state capital in Oklahoma City, in the halls of Congress in Washington, D.C. Really easy to join up. Roger Mills County, just go stop by their office there in Cheyenne and join up. It's real cheap on the membership to do it. Anyway, so join the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. It'll be really good. Maybe they'll keep support me in the show here. They will. Anyway, the USDA announces $235 million in disaster relief, and that relief for natural disasters, and that includes some of them that hit in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. Payments totaling $235 million are being issued this week to producers hit by natural disasters, including Hurricane Milton in Florida, said the Ag Department. The payments make up the bulk of $375 million in spending announced for various USDA programs on Wednesday. Some $143 million in crop insurance will be paid to Florida producers for wind damage from Milton in early October. An additional $92 million will be sent to livestock producers who were forced to buy feed because of forage loss to drought and wildfires in 2022. In addition, the USDA awarded $120 million in grants for 6 projects to expand independent U.S. fertilizer production and $20.2 million in grants to 26 projects to expand processing capacity among small meat producers. I need to find that list, see if any of those are in Oklahoma or the Texas Panhandle on the capacity among small meat producers. I remember back in the COVID day, they really helped out a lot it's helped out a lot around here and with our processors. And I said producers, I mean processing. My bad. Guess what? Last story of the day, the USDA said there is no risk to the nation's pork supply from the Oregon case, and the risk to the public from bird flu remains low. Bird flu was confirmed in a pig on a backyard farm in Oregon, the first detection of the virus in the swine in the country, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Pigs represent a particular concern for the spread of bird flu because they can become co-infected with bird and human viruses. So let's see. We'll follow up on that deal. Let's see if anybody got me an answer before we go leave the show here. Yeah, we got it. Barry Corbin. That's who it was. Joe was right. So was the team. Anyway, you guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sir America. God bless.